John, would you come and share with us, please?
It is certainly indeed a pleasure to be able to come today to share with you what God is doing in the Gideon ministry. And I thank your congregation, and I thank Dr. Hale for giving me this opportunity to share with you exactly what God is doing in our ministry. The Gideon ministry, of course, is made up of Christian and business and professional men. And it has the sole purpose, the only purpose it exists, is to win others to the Lord Jesus Christ. As we read in Isaiah 55:11, that his word will not return void. It will accomplish that where he sends it, and it will prosper wherever he sends it. And we stand on that scripture completely because it is God's word, it is his promise. And we know if we are faithful in sending his word out and placing his word around the world, that it will not return void. We can look at God's word in Hebrews 4:12. It tells us that for the word of God is quick, the word of God is alive and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. We know in John 8:32, the Bible tells us that the word of God will... you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Also in John 14:6, it tells us that he is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father but through him. In Matthew 4:4, he says that man will not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. We as Gideons give God the credit for what he's doing around the world. We are in 180 countries throughout the world, internationally, translated in 82 languages. And we also witness for the Lord as personal Christians ourselves, as believers ourselves. We do a personal witness for the Lord. And in Acts 1:8, it tells us that, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria and into the othermost parts of the earth." So we are witnesses for the Lord. We accomplish this goal by distributing Bibles and Testaments throughout the world, in hotels and motels and prisons and also schools. But we also witness for the Lord on a personal basis, as I just read, that you shall become witnesses after that if the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And we carry with us a personal worker's testament, this PWT that you see right here in my hand. And we share the word of God with those that we come in contact with. As a matter of fact, our camp here, the Fayetteville West Camp, we go to the Fayetteville Detention Center here in Fayetteville every Sunday. Two of us will go, and we will share with the young people there the Lord Jesus Christ, the plan of salvation, which is in the back of the inside of the back of the cover of the Testament. And it's wonderful to be able to share that with those young people there, and to see them come to the saving knowledge and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. And they have an opportunity in this particular testament to date it and to sign their name. In the front of the testament, it gives many helps, places to find scripture in times of need, and also places to find what God is telling us in his word. So we do this by personal witnessing, and we do this by placing God's word throughout the world. Now, I know that you have been in a motel room, and you've seen a testament like this, a Bible like this, in a motel room. And we place this in all the motels throughout the world. And we have in this area here, in the city of Fayetteville, we have about 27 motels that we have to place the Bible. And we do have an enemy out there that's always working against us, that they will deface it or destroy it. So it takes a lot of manpower in order to accomplish this. So there's always a need for manpower to work in the ministry. But Perry Slagle was a man that was a barber in Connecticut. And it was snowing real heavily one day, and he couldn't make it home. He lived far away, and he couldn't make it home. So he decided that he would stay in a motel room. And he decided to read the paper, and after he read the paper a while, he got tired of reading that, so he looked in the particular shelf there in a stand, he saw a book way back in the corner on the second shelf. And he reached for the book and pulled it out, and he said, "Well, it's the Bible." He said, "Just my luck." He didn't want to read the Bible, but he wanted to read something. So actually in Second Corinthians chapter 6 caught his attention, and he read that particular book, and he read the 3 o'clock that morning, and he come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ by reading that scripture. And he come to know the Lord Jesus Christ in a special way because God spoke to his heart that night, because that Bible was placed there for his own benefit to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in the scripture that in Philippians 4:7, that he did not become rich or famous, but he come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, and he received the peace of God which passes all understanding, which shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. For that Bible in that hotel room, it changed his life. And that's what God does. He changes our lives through the Word of God. And God is working through this ministry. And he is doing so much to bring about the salvation of people that need to know him as Lord and Savior. The Gideons are extended missionary arm of the church. Extended missionary arm of the church. There's 120 copies of God's Word going out every minute throughout the world. The population is increasing at an incredible rate of 138 souls per minute. Now, we here in the United States are an affluent country, so we provide actually 77% of the funds that are used to purchase Bibles to go around the world. And this past year, we had placed as many as 63 million scriptures throughout the world. 63 million scriptures. But it's through you and your giving that makes this possible. And at the end of the service, you'll have a chance to give to this ministry. It is God's ministry. And it is contributions for scriptures, not for our ministry. We are a volunteer organization. And the work is carried out through God's Word throughout the world. Well, it will not return void. It will accomplish that where he sends it, and it will prosper where he sends it. But we provide here over 77% in our country for the funds that are needed throughout the world, because there are so many there that do not have anything. Places in Southern Africa, they have any money at all. They don't have any funds to buy any testaments, any Bibles of any kind. A Bible like this is $5. A testament like this is $1.35. But they do not have an income. It's the poorest countries in the world. The income may be yearly income may be $500, $600, $700. So you see that it can't afford to do that. But the Gideon ministry is a unique ministry in that it is international throughout the world. And those Gideons that are in these foreign countries, they are the residents of those countries, so they know the language, they know the culture, and they are missionaries on their own. It's getting more difficult and more difficult to obtain visas for missionaries to go throughout the world. But these Gideons that live in these foreign countries, they're already there, and they're taking their time and they're taking their efforts to distribute Bibles throughout their country. And most of the time, they're riding on bicycles. In Tanzania, there's just one new particular camp there, and they have distributed 7,000 Bibles, and it's all been done on bicycles. Many times these Gideons are so dedicated, they will skip meals for weeks and months on time in order to save money for bus fare, so they can have enough money to buy a bus fare to take Bibles to a distribution in the school. So they sacrifice quite a bit. But God's Word will not return void. It will accomplish where he sends it. It will prosper where he sends it. We are extended missionary arm of the church, as I said, which is keeping with the Great Commission. And the Great Commission tells us to go into all the world and to make disciples of all nations and to baptize them. And lo, he is with us always. We have the Great Commission to fulfill. So we are extending missionary arm of the church, and it takes funds in order to purchase Bibles and to distribute them. And the only way we can receive funds is by what you give, the churches give, by the Memorial Bible Plan. And I'm not sure whether you have one or not. I don't think you have a Memorial Bible Plan rack here. And by donations by other people. And that's the only way funds can be raised. So it's important that the money be raised so that the word can go forth, so it will not return void, if we are faithful in doing what God has called us to do. We have a real challenge on our hands because there's emergence now of more than 2 million new readers in the world each week. 2 million new readers. And it's unprecedented, the need for reading material. So that makes a challenge for all Christians. And this is a primary function of the beginning ministry, that we place and distribute Bibles so people can read the Word of God, so it can be there. And the Word of God will not return void. It will accomplish that where He sends it, and it will prosper where He sends it. And it's a matter of knowing who Jesus Christ is as your personal Lord and Savior, because it is the written Word that produces the spiritual life in us through receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. There was a rabbi named Saul, and he met the Lord Jesus Christ on the Damascus Road, and it changed his life completely. And there was a man by the name of John Newcomb in 1722. He was raised to be a sailor, and he eventually joined the Royal Navy. He deserted the Navy and continued a sinful, despicable life. Then at the age 23, he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ in a very unique way. He later wrote the well-known and beautiful words that we know as, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." God's word will not return void. It will accomplish that where He sends it. As I said before, you have an opportunity through the Memorial Bible Program to give to the Gideon ministry. And I'm saying the Gideon ministry is to buy scriptures to go out throughout the world so other people can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have an in-memory card like this for those that have gone on to be with the Lord that you can give. We also have the Thinking of You card for people that you like to pray for. We also have the In Recognition card like this, that you want to recognize someone in your church or in your community has done something that you want to recognize. And that's another way of raising funds so other people can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Mauro Perito, he was a young man that worked with his family's business, an industrial business in Indonesia. And he traveled a lot because of the business. And he was in a motel one evening, and he was in a hurry to leave, and he picked up a Bible like this, much like this. It was a blue Bible instead of a burgundy Bible. He picked up a blue Bible, and he took it from the motel room by mistake. And he became very desperate in his life. He became very depressed. So he looked for his religious book. He was of a different religion. So he looked for his religious book, but he couldn't find it. But he did find the Bible that he took from the motel room. And he opened it up and started reading the Bible and reading the Word of God. The Word of God, which will not return void. It will accomplish that where He sends it. It will prosper where He sends it. He read the written Word of God. He actually read in John 1. It tells us that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And he also read in John 1:14, which tells us that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And he realized by reading those scriptures that the Word related to Jesus Christ as a person. And he got on his knees and he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior. He went home and shared that with his wife. His wife come to know the Lord Jesus Christ through his witness. Then he shared it with his two children, and his two children became Christians also and received the Lord. Then he shared that with his parents, and his parents, being of a different religion, chased him out of the house, told him not to come back again. But he felt worthy that he suffered because of Jesus Christ, and he was happy that he was able to suffer for the Lord Jesus Christ. But then that's not the end of the story. After that, he started going to Bible college. And now he's going to Nusantara Bible College in Indonesia. And because of that Bible that he took from that motel room, a whole family was saved. God's word does not return void. And you may have seen a testament like this in a hospital. A Blue Testament, a New Testament, and Psalms. And it only seems right and only seems fitting that the Word of God would be in a hospital where we go to receive treatment, where we go to receive rest, where we go to receive help for our physical bodies. But our spiritual bodies and our spiritual spirit itself has to be fed. But the Bible provides comfort and provides peace for those there in the hospital. And we have Cape Fear Valley Hospital that we serve here, and we have the Womack Army Hospital that we serve. And we give the testaments also in our camp here also to Fayetteville Tech. Last year we distributed 1,100 testaments to the students there. And this past week we actually distributed 925 more. So God is using this ministry. God's word will not return void. But there is a great need in this ministry. The need is greater than we can fund it. And that's why I'm here today, is to share with you what God is doing throughout the world, not only locally here in our camp, but throughout the world. But there is such a great need. For every three hands that are reaching out for a testament, and many of those hands are young children, we can only put testaments into two of those hands. So the need is great. And there's manpower. We need people. There may be some men in this church who may be interested in serving in this ministry. And I can talk with you about that at the end of their service, because the need is so great and the work is really, really needed in order to help God do the work that He's called us to do as believers and as Christians. So I appreciate this opportunity this morning to share with you what God is doing in the ministry. And I thank you again, the congregation, and I thank Dr. Hale for giving me this opportunity. And may God bless you and your work here.